Recently, two men bicycled a long distance for charity. Specifically, they rode from Orlando to Key West to raise money for Wycliffe Bible Translators. This was a 24-hour, 363-mile endurance challenge. The specific goal was to raise more than $13,000 to fund a Bible translation project for the Akabu people of West Africa, if I'm saying that right. Doug Haig was one of the two riders, and he joins us now. Doug, welcome to Vocal Point.
No, thank you, Jerry.
Sure.
Good to be here.
So tell me, who are the Akabu people? And we'll get into that, and then we'll find out about your bike ride.
Sure thing. Yeah, the Akabu are a tribe of around 56,000 speakers in the south, west part of the country of Togo, West Africa. And they have been one of a group of currently 2,000 people groups without scripture in their heart language up until about 5 years ago when Jacques and Martz Sukbe, two Togolese translators that began the work there about 5 years ago. So, we found out that they were in progress, and when we started brainstorming about a bike ride like this and praying about it through our prayers, the Lord just led us to this people group through a small series of events. There's more to that story, and praying with my daughters about 10 years ago for this group every night. They were featured in a Wycliffe book on Bibleless peoples called Akabu to Zapotec. It's a book from A to Z.
Oh.
With a Bibleless group starting with each letter of the alphabet. And it was a children's book. It was a great bedtime storybook. And so my daughters and I would pick one or two of these groups every night and pray for them. And we did for about a year or so. And so when it did come time for this event to choose a people group, that's one of the reasons we landed on this particular one. So,
in other words, you and your partner, who was Don somebody?
It was Dan Morey.
Dan Morey. Okay, you and he decided to go ahead and raise some money for the purpose of Wycliffe Bible Translators, and then you settled on this particular group. 56,000 people, that does seem like a lot of people, and they have no scriptures. Do they have any portions of scripture translated into their language?
Yes, they do now. 5 years into the
into
the project, the Sukupes and their translation team, they've got several books translated. A couple of the Gospels, the Book of James. It most recently, though, was the Book of Luke, and so it was just recently checked. And the phase they're in right now actually is translating the script for the Jesus film. So, they're going from. You know, once the Luke Gospel is finished, that's oftentimes a next step, just as quickly as possible to get what Scripture is available, and especially in this case, the Luke script for the video is a very, very powerful outreach tool for the church and for others who are looking to touch, you know, to reach that people group. Video has a very, very powerful impact in the mother tongue, so.
You know, a lot of people don't realize, but the movie scene, of all movies seen by more human beings than any other movie, far and away, is the Jesus movie that was made in the early 1980s or so. We associate it with Campus Crusade for Christ. I believe it was a Warner Brothers production originally, and it is based on the Gospel of Luke so literally that I guess Luke didn't happen to mention the crown of thorns per se, and so they leave that off in that movie, Jesus. But it is basically Luke's gospel brought to the screen, which is absolutely fascinating and seen by tens of millions of people, even in places where they don't have electricity. And describe some of that. You know, how would the film, once it's translated to Akabu, how would it be shown to them?
Well, that's another organization that specializes in that work. I had the privilege while we were serving in Papua New Guinea with Wycliffe. I was an aviator there, a single engine pilot, and I did have a chance to hike into the bush one time to help show a Jesus film.
Did they have electricity?
No, they did not. It was a projector that was, you know, nowadays the modern technology, they've got a very small package in a backpack with digital equipment that it's just incredible. The speaker system can broadcast up to 200 plus that are gathered for, you know, for that particular showing of the video. But it is, it's incredibly self-contained and easily, you know, able to train folks how to use it in some of these very remote areas. And the impact is absolutely incredible. It, you know, to hear scripture, well, to see video for one thing, too, I guess, in these areas, but then for the mother tongue to be, and the gospel message to be so literally translated from Luke, it has quite a very, very powerful impact. So, you know, in addition to Bible translation, Wycliffe's dedicated to see the translated scriptures, not only in written form, but when, you know, in areas where literacy rates are low, where audio has a more immediate impact, or in this case, Jesus film video has that same immediate type of impact. You know, Wycliffe partners with many organizations to see that scripture's in the most, most relevant media as well. So it's all about getting people engaged in the scriptures.
Sure.
And so, you know, the fact that we're partnering with the Akibu at this point, and whether or not any, I think their Jesus Film Project is fully funded at this time, but their ongoing translation for the balance of the New Testament for, you know, we took on the slice for the rest of this year. So our $13,000 goal was to push them through this year. And and then the exciting thing about this project, it was done mostly through Facebook, or exclusively through Facebook. We created a page that, the focus wasn't on Dan and I or the bike ride necessarily. It was called One Day for the Akibu. We made it the people group was the Akibu was the focus, and we wanted not only to, you know, to have people's attention through our, you know, our training highlights and our stories leading up to the event, but we truly wanted, our heart was to connect with folks on the ground, and it just so turned out the answer to our prayers. Jacques is on Facebook and was very ready to help us out with posting pictures and prayer needs that were in real time. So we literally turned our Facebook page into a real-time connection with the actual Bible translation project. And so folks...
Okay, wait. I'm sorry. I missed one thing. Who's Jacques that you're...
Jacques Sissoukpe.
Oh, okay. That's the one who was the translator. Okay.
That is
okay.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, we've never met, and to have this, you know, connection, to be able to chat in real time, I did that on several occasions with Jacques, sharing prayer needs. And then for him and his team to be able to follow our ride through our Facebook page, they were literally kept up in real time with, you know, with our support team. They were great at posting videos and pictures of us during that 24 hours. So we had a lot of people following and feeling very much connected and inspired by the event, and so it was, you know, incredibly gratifying to have that medium to connect with.
Sure. All right, and let's talk about that. On April 10th at 10 a.m., that was Friday, you and your partner Dan Morey set out from Orlando, I assume from the Wycliffe Bible Translator's offices.
Yep.
I know you used Highway 27. This radio station, by the way, is based in Fort Lauderdale, and it made sense that you bypassed the busy streets of Broward County as opposed to going through, you know, Highway 27. But then once you got to the Keys, even just, you know, to Homewood or whatever. Homestead. Yeah, I'm from Chicago. That's where that was a throwback. Isn't that interesting? Anyway, once you got to the Keys, then, you know, you couldn't avoid US-1. So tell us about the ride, and it was 24 hours. When did you actually arrive on Saturday, the 11th?
Oh, I believe the timestamp was at 9:58 a.m. the next morning.
You mean you made it by 2 minutes?
No, we
made the goal by 2 minutes.
We rolled out of the Wycliffe parking lot at 10:07. So we made it, you know.
9 minutes to spare, yeah.
Yes, with minutes. We're literally down to 10 minutes, or it was right in that ballpark area.
Wow.
But, yeah, we did pick the back roads. We could tell with exploring the route. We didn't actually drive it. That was kind of a scary thing. I've done long distance before, and we actually scouted the routes. But this time we used Google Earth satellite pictures to determine the shoulder width. And you could judge fairly accurately on that. And
yeah.
The one section that was the most hairy was the top end of 997 or Chrome Avenue.
In Homestead itself. Yeah.
Yeah, north of Homestead and west of Miami.
Okay.
We measured a 13-mile section with no shoulder in a two-lane road.
Ooh.
And we really asked for prayers. We coveted prayers for that particular section. And turns out one of our SAG vehicles just did.
One of your what?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm using biker terms here. SAG. SAG is for support and gear. That's a kind of a long or a supported cyclist will have a SAG team that follows them.
Sure.
So our SAG vehicle, one of the two, basically they parked behind us. They rolled it, you know, 15 to 20 miles an hour with their blinkers on. This was in the dark, and cars had to slow down for them, and then they passed giving us all kinds of room. So where we needed the extra safety and support, we had vehicles with signage on them and with the lights flashing. And otherwise, we literally had no close calls on that whole 363 miles. No closer than normal. I mean, we're avid cyclists, so. And we had only one flat tire just south of the Everglades and getting close to Key Largo. Other than that, we had a, amazingly enough, it was a fairly uneventful 354 miles. So
did you stop and sleep anywhere at all or take a nap?
We did not sleep. That was the one major, you know, we've never been there before cycling that length without any sleep.
Hmm.
We did stop, obviously, every 20-plus miles for hydration and fuel and food, that is, and but for the most part, we kept our stops as limited as we could.
Did you see any interesting snakes or interesting roadrunners or anything, you know, any interesting wildlife?
We noticed something like iguanas, huge lizard. I mean, we're used to lizards in Orlando, but we saw some big ones down in the Keys.
Yeah.
We avoided a couple snakes, but no alligators, thankfully. We only saw those in our training rides up in Orlando, but we did not run across any of those, and so yeah, thankfully, kept the rubber side on the road, and the Lord kept us very safe in that whole endeavor. It was.
And you would have been on the 7 mile bridge, which is part of US 1. Part of US 1 in the Keys could be probably pretty scary in some cases, I guess. Although there is a shoulder for the most part, as I understand it.
Yeah.
What was your actual destination in Key West itself?
We were shooting for the southernmost point.
So where it says mile zero or something like that, or it's got that marker?
I believe that's true.
That multicolor marker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we went down Flagler Avenue up to White Street, and then down Center South Street, I guess it is, took us all the way to the end, right to that southernmost point.
Hmm.
The funny part was that there was a live webcam there that someone back in the Wycliffe office had discovered online, and so there was a bunch of the folks that were following us that actually had logged on or clicked onto that live webcam, and they watched us roll in live at our destination.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah, it was pretty cool for them to see that.
For those who may have just joined us, we're talking right now with Doug Haig. We're really winding this down. But Doug and a partner within Wycliffe Bible Translators raised money just recently on April 10 through April 11 by riding on bicycles 300 and how many miles was it?
363.7.
364 miles in order to raise $13,000 for Bible translation, specifically for a project in the West African country of Togo. Doug, any last remarks about this whole remarkable thing? Maybe you can give us a website, but we've got 20 seconds.
Yes. No last remarks. We're just thankful. Acknowledge the Lord and His protection and blessing on this whole trip. And if you can look for us at the URL at facebook.com/spokeandword. would be a place you could go to see a synopsis of the whole trip, and then places you could get involved as well. So
that's Spoke, New Word, and Word, or just Spoke and Word?
Spoke and Word
all together. Okay, Doug, thanks so much. All the best.
All right.
Appreciate it.
So
okay, yep. Bye-bye.